This is KGNU's Morning Magazine for Thursday, July 8th. I'm your host, Shannon Young. Thank you for joining us here on listener-supported community radio. Coming up on today's program, we'll give you a front-row seat into how sustainable agriculture works in Boulder County. We'll also be asking for support to keep humming along, bringing you the local and regional news. This time on the Cannabis Report, we'll dig into legislation signed by Denver Mayor Michael Hancock earlier this year that made significant changes to the city's marijuana laws and includes a social equity program aimed at making up for some of the damage the war on drugs inflicted on disadvantaged communities. And we'll take a look at what's coming up on this evening's edition of It's the Economy. At the bottom of the hour, we'll have the BBC News headlines. Then at 9:30, a mix of eclectic music with the Morning Sound Alternative. That's coming up after a special supersized edition of Radio Nibbles from 8:30 to 9:30. All that is still ahead, so stay tuned to your community radio station. But first, we'll start with the headlines. The use of the so-called chemical restraint known as ketamine has been barred for use in most pre-hospital settings in Colorado. The drug is a veterinary tranquilizer that has been more recently deployed in law enforcement encounters to immobilize persons deemed by police to be in a state of, quote, excited delirium. The drug is known in Colorado for leading to the death of 23-year-old Elijah McClain during an encounter with Aurora police. Police placed McClain in a chokehold while paramedics administered a dose of ketamine so large that it caused cardiac arrest. The Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment has notified emergency medical services directors of the suspension of ketamine in pre-hospital settings. The move comes on the heels of the passage of House Bill 1251, which restricts the use of the drug and increases reporting and training requirements for the narrow range of cases in which it can be applied. Governor Jared Polis signed the bill into law Monday and accompanied it with a signing statement indicating that the law would take effect immediately. Another recently signed law will lift debt-based suspensions of driver's licenses in Colorado. HB 1314 repeals the Department of Revenue's authority to suspend driver's licenses due to unpaid traffic fines or warrants for low-level offenses, including failure to pay for public transportation. Debt-based driver's license suspensions disproportionately affect low-income Coloradans, while restrictions on mobility can directly impact the ability to get to work to pay off the debt. Another new state law tied to law enforcement-based debt has done away with a range of administrative fees and fines applied to so-called juvenile offenders. These include costs associated with prosecution and incarceration and with the collecting and testing of biological samples. These costs were usually billed to the parents of the adjudicated minor and disproportionately affected families of color. In signing HB 1314, Governor Jared Polis effectively forgave $58 million in debt. The state-level redistricting process is now underway, and the Joint Colorado Independent Redistricting Commissions will hold public hearings in Arvada and Denver next week. KGNU's Steve Miller has more.
Of the United States chose population to be the basis for sharing political power, not wealth or land. In 2020, the Census Bureau counted the entire U.S. population and the location where each person usually lives. The information the Census Bureau collects helps to determine how federal funding each year is spent on infrastructure and services. The results are also used to adjust or redraw electoral districts based on where populations have increased or decreased. Colorado will be adding an 8th congressional district. Colorado has put together an independent congressional commission and a legislative redistricting commission. Using the 2020 census, they have put together preliminary maps for the state's 8 congressional districts, as well as the 65 state house and 35 senate districts. Next week, the two commissions will hold public hearings in Arvada and Denver on their preliminary redistricting plans. If you'd like to testify at the public hearings, either at the hearings or remotely, you need to sign up by visiting redistricting.colorado.gov. The meeting in Arvada will be Tuesday, July 13th at 7 p.m. at Red Rocks Community College. The Denver meeting will be Wednesday, July 14th at 7 p.m. at the Colorado State Capitol. I'm Steve Miller for KGNU.
In weather, we are looking at a high near 100 degrees today across the Denver metro area and all the way up to Boulder. And that's appearing to be the case for tomorrow as well. Lows tonight will be in the mid-60s with a slight chance of thunderstorms. The National Weather Service predicts slightly cooler temperatures over the weekend with highs in the mid-80s. Right now, outside our Boulder studios, it's 71 degrees. You are listening to The Morning Magazine on KGNU. Farmers Collective of Boulder County, Longmont, have been offering a guided tour on chartered bus rides to each farm. The tour meets and ends at the Yellow Barn Farm, and then through a guided tour to Elk Run Farm and Metacarbon Farm. KGNU's Rosanna Longobetter took a farm hop bus tour and enjoyed the farm-to-table experience as she learned more about regenerative and restorative land design practices. But before we get to that story, I want to have Rosanna tell us a bit more about it.
Good morning. Good morning, Shannon. You are doing spectacular. I just want to say it is a pleasure to see you pitching and enjoying this fundraising, this summer fundraising that is so special when we ask the community to come and support us, to give the love that we need to continue doing this beautiful work that we do. I can tell you from I had such a lucky experience. I was invited to cover this going in the bus and, you know, experiencing going into the different farms. But something that surprised me was that I was in this bus surrounded by young people. They all came from Denver, and it was a group of people that were into farming, and they wanted to learn how to eat from the land. And I heard giggles and running around, and it rained. And the rain was such a beautiful washing away and also embracing us. It was such an experience. So this piece is a piece that, you know, I put a lot of heart in it. I had the opportunity to speak with Marisa Pulanski, who was cooking for all these young ones that were super hungry after we went around to the three farms, and we learned how they work the land to make it sustainable. And it was a lot of learning. It was a lot of learning, and it was a lot of heart.
And just a quick reminder to listeners that to support this type of work, to bring these stories to your ears, we need your support now. We ask for it just a few times a year, and we are doing a very brief summer fund drive right now. We're asking you to call 303-449-4885 to support stories that tell us about sustainable agriculture, for example, in Boulder County. We are the only broadcast outlet in Boulder County. So if you want to inject life into us, please give us a call or go online at kgnu.org and make your commitment to us. And now we're going to go to that story and check it out.
My name is Marisa Pulaski, and I am one of the co-executive directors of Drylands Agroecology Research, and also one of the leads at Elk Run Farm as a homesteader. And today I'm just so delighted to come together with a beautiful group of people to tour the regenerative farm systems that are existing pretty much right in a small little neighborhood down 36. And what we're doing is just welcoming people from the city of Denver, which I find so exciting, to view what's going on within the Lyons area, the Lyons and Longmont area. So we are touring these people on bus tours, having really sweet cocktails at each farm and providing food, food that comes from all of the farms for a nice lunch meal, a farm-to-table meal, and also selling produce. So all the farms are bringing together their different produce that's available right now seasonally, and we'll be selling that as a small farm stand.
So right now you're going to prep the food for the people that are at this point going around the farm. And as people are going outside with an umbrella because it's raining, the importance of what you are doing, especially in the land in Colorado that we're experiencing dry out and fear of fire, but not today at least.
Yes, it's so beautiful that it's raining today, most specifically to represent the importance of how precious and sacred water is. With Drylands Agroecology Research, we don't actually have enough water at our homestead to be feeding all of the trees and all of the forest garden to create abundant food for us. So we rely on the rain, and simultaneously we rely on our patterns of design that help to catch and store water. When it rains, it's such a delight because we know that the plants and the fruits are getting all that they need.
What I have observed today is that you are coming as a collective, three different farms with a common mission.
Exactly. It's so beautiful because I believe that a little bit of competition is necessary for succession, but more than that, coming together in harmony is what really matters. And there are so many farmers who are working really, really hard to the point of sometimes depleting their system so that they can give to the community. So to be able to create a collective in which we can actually rely on one another and share ideas and share values makes all the difference, because the truth is all three of the farms are sharing a value of regenerating the earth, and with that, regenerating culture, regenerating humanity. And that's one thing that I really cherish about what we're doing at Elk Run Farm and within DAR, is that we're continuously open to hearing from the community, most particularly from the marginalized communities, who is in need of food, who is in need of restoring the land systems, the people who came before us, the native peoples who have been working this land for years and years and who actually got their land taken away. So now we're saving seeds that are drought tolerant. We're understanding patterns so that we can actually go to different lands and restore them based on what the cultures before us have always used. Corn, beans. How can we continue to create an abundance of seeds that provide food to those who maybe exist in food deserts, who are being given food that comes from the food banks that God bless them, but is most likely filled with GMOs and not the best quality. So we're also really interested in food sovereignty projects of giving back to the food banks. The food banks give us food to feed our pigs, and now we're working on programs to give them back pigs that were working on these different lands, on Metacarbon Farm, on Yellow Barn Farm, on Elk Run Farm. And simultaneously paying attention to especially the elders in this community, the indigenous elders, providing food to them first, and also the community that's here right now. So that's why it's such a blessing to be able to harvest and feed those who come on these tours with the food that comes from the land so we can see what's possible.
And today especially, you have a group of really young people here. Mm-hmm. So what are your thoughts about uniting these practices and bringing young people to see what's possible?
It feels so important right now to provide hope for young people. There's so much that's toxic and segregated in this world right now. And we all need food and we all need clean water. No matter what, humans need clean water and food. So part of my inspiration is to show young people that it's possible to support local farmers. Not everyone has to farm. We need marketing people. We need website people. We need community organizers. We need event planners. It's not that everyone has to farm, but how can we come together to weave in a community where we actually are supporting local agriculture and we're actually creating reparations with the people who we've, as for me, a white person, or a European rather, have taken away. So it's about creating hope for the future generations, making reparations, and making connections based on what everyone's unique gift is. Because not everyone has to go back to the land, but we can support farmers.
You are offering this to the community. When is the next opportunity to experience getting into the land and experiencing the beauty?
So we offer the Farm Hop every 2 weeks. And if you go to dar.eco, and click on the events, you can just RSVP and register right there. It's so beautiful to hear the thunder behind us right now. It feels like a really beautiful sign. So everything will be advertised on Instagram, on Facebook, and then also via our website to register.
For KGNU, I am Rosana Longo.
And yes, it was beautiful to hear that thunder and rain happening behind. I want to mention that we have a thank you gift. We have two thank you gifts. So if you'd like to support KGNU and on top of that, enjoy one of those tours, we have two tickets available, each one at the 88.5 level. That's $88.50. So make your contribution for $88.50. Pick up a free ticket to the bus tour. The next one is
August 21st, Shannon. And it is really to support these young farmers at the same time, you know, to support us. And I feel so touched that they were so generous to say, yes, we'll donate two tickets to you guys because you support us. And I have to say, you know, the work that we do here in
for information, how we can serve you, we are responsive to that, but we need to hear from you. Give us a call, 303-449-4885. We are at the top of the hour. I am now going to give the legal translator ID, KGNU, Boulder, Denver, with translators K229AC, Nederland, K254CH, Laporte, and K256CT, Denver, Colorado. And in 30 seconds, the BBC headlines will begin. Those are also deserving of your support. Quick little news shots to get you through the day with information. Give us a call shortly, 303-449-4885, or online at kgnu.org. Let us know how we're doing.